Welcome back to Show Me Today. The Voice of Missouri, a new children's book, is out about a search and rescue dog from Joplin. MU Extension will be along with safety tips when using household cleaners. When will Missourians get their tax cut proposed by Governor Parson? That's all coming up. St. Louis is the center of the chess world, and that continues this week, a tournament going on with the Grand Chess Tour. Ashley Bird speaks with chess grandmaster Alejandro Ramirez. He coaches the SLU chess team and is a commentator for matches.
There has been an incredible amount of interest in chess in the last couple of years since the pandemic started and with the introduction of the Queen's Gambit as a series on Netflix. We had so many people interested in our game, and it was a combination of things that led to a huge boom. For example, chess.com, the most popular chess playing website in the world, saw its amount of people playing increased by something like 200 or 220% in that 2-year period. So it's been great for the chess world as a sport, as an esport as well. And it's brought so much more attention to some of our top tournaments.
And what we're seeing in St. Louis this year, how does this series fit into chess competition at the world level worldwide?
The Singfield Cup, it's the strongest tournament here in American soil. And so it's going to be a spectacular event. 10 players are going to be participating in a round robin format over about a week and a half. And we're going to be determining the winner of the Grand Chess Tour, a series of competitions that started in Europe and it's finishing with the Singfield Cup here in St. Louis.
And how long does that go?
We'll have 9 rounds of chess, 1 round a day with only 1 rest day in the middle.
Let's talk about the level of competition here. You know, you mentioned some of the best in the world. What draws them to St. Louis?
St. Louis has become the capital of chess in America with the sponsorship by the Singfields and all of the activities surrounding the St. Louis Chess Club and the World Chess Hall of Fame. It's natural that players want to come here and play. Young phenom from France, Alireza Firouzja, just won the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz, and he's taken the chess world by storm. He has crossed into the 2800 mark, became briefly the number 2 chess player in the world despite his young age. And at the opening ceremony of the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz, he mentioned that it was his dream to play at the St. Louis Chess Club. And what a dream it was for him, as he not only played, but won that spectacular event.
And the St. Louis Chess Club is lucky to have you involved. You're a grandmaster, but you are connected with the St. Louis Chess Club. Tell me more about what you do there.
I officially work for the St. Louis University. I'm the head coach of their chess team, and we became national champions for the first time this year. We've had a tremendous year of chess for us. We won the World Rapid. We won the Pan American Intercollegiate Chess Championship. And in April, we crowned ourselves national champions. So most of my job nowadays is going to be coaching, but I also do a lot of commentary work, especially for the St. Louis Chess Club, as I commentate with my fellow grandmasters, Yasser Sarawan and Peter Svidler, on the events and action of the Singfield Cup.
How does St. Louis get that designation? How did we get that in the U.S.?
Well, it is an official designation. I believe there was something in Washington passed for it, but it is no surprise. St. Louis has a ton of chess tournaments, lectures, social outreach. Players come from around the world to participate in these events. There are events nonstop here, and we have one of the largest concentration of chess grandmasters anywhere in the world. I was talking to my fellow friend, Peter Svidler, who is from St. Petersburg, Russia, one of the meccas of chess. And he said, you know what? St. Louis has overtaken us in the amount of chess grandmasters in the city.
We're talking to Alejandro Ramirez, who is a grandmaster and also very connected with the St. Louis Chess Club and active in St. Louis and making it what's been called the chess capital of the world. And we're talking about a series of competitions, the Singfield, go to the Singfield Cup, but also there's a World Chess Hall of Fame. So, and it's going to feature Bobby Fischer. Tell me about that.
The World Chess Hall of Fame is a wonderful institution. They curate amazing exhibits that relate not just chess and chess history, but chess in art, chess in science. And in this particular exhibit, it's the largest they've had, and it is absolutely breathtaking. We're celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the match between Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky, a match that absolutely changed the chess world. And it attracted so much interest, especially in the Western world, when Bobby Fischer was able to take down the Soviet machine that was producing world champion after world champion. This lone wolf stands up, revolutionizes the way that we look at strategy and tactics in the game of chess, and brought an incredible boom the way that 2020 brought a boom to the chess world.
And the Bobby Fischer exhibit is there for how long?
The Bobby Fischer versus Boris Spassky exhibit is going to be running here at the World Chess Hall of Fame in the Central West End until April of 2023.
Okay, so folks can learn about the history, but right now, chess is still a game of choice among so many. You have a team at SLU. What is it about chess that keeps it so vibrant? And actually, as a sport, I see your energy there. And chess is a sport in so many ways. What keeps it so relevant?
It's because it's a complete game. It's not just a sport. It's also an art, and it's also a science. You can approach chess from so many different angles, and it attracts some very bright minds to the sport that fall in love with the competition, with the artistry, with the study behind it. There are so many facets that go into chess studying that it is no surprise that some of the brightest minds in the world dedicate their entire lives to studying this wonderful game.
And why do you think there's so many young grandmasters?
I think it's because chess is absolutely fascinating for a young mind. It combines all of these competitive aspects with very cool, very fast-paced action. Nowadays, of course, when we think of chess, a lot of people still think of the traditional classic time controls. And of course, we have those. The Singfield Cup will be played in this marathon 4 to 7 hour long games. But with the internet becoming so relevant in the chess world, we see so many tournaments that are blitz and rapid, fast-paced, fast action, game after game. And of course, that is going to be attracting all of those people that are going into video games, that are going into fast-paced action, because chess, when played quickly, there's no thrill like it.
Explain, yes. I would like, Alejandro, for you to explain, for those who aren't chess players or competitors, what the blitz and rapid is. It almost sounds like a football play.
Blitz and rapid, of course, originates from the quickness of attack. And blitz specifically is fast time control. These are games that last between 3 and 5 minutes per player. So it never really goes beyond a 10-minute game. And you have to make all of your moves in that time span. If your clock runs out, you lose. It doesn't matter what's going on over the board. So this fast pace, boom, boom, back and forth, is something that's attracting players of all levels and all ages.
Blitz and rapid. So that's what we used to call speed chess.
Absolutely. We still call it speed chess. We just differentiate it right now. Blitz is what we consider those 3 or 5 minute games. And rapid is slightly slower, between 15 and 25 minutes per player.
There's no way I could do that without 5 cups of coffee.
It definitely helps.
So for you, before we talk about how we can watch the tournaments, for you, you've lived in various aspects of chess and now a teacher and a coach. What's been some of your favorite takeaways from this sport? Obviously, being a grandmaster, but what has this done for you in your life?
My life is chess, and I've been fortunate enough to work in some wonderful projects. Thanks to the St. Louis Chess Club, I was able to start this program at St. Louis University. Started that from the ground up, so I'm very proud of that one. I was also one of the coaches of the 2018 World Championship match between Fabiano Caruana and Magnus Carlsen. Our American Fabiano Caruana fell in the tiebreaks, but we tied the match 6-6 in regulation time. So that was a thrill to be working all these months with one of the best chess players in the history of our sport, trying to take down the world champion. But recently, I was very proud that I was the coach of the U.S. women's team over at the Olympia, the 44th Chess Olympiad in Chennai, India, that just ended a couple of weeks ago. And we fought back to a wonderful fourth place in the competition.
So we still have some growth in chess in our country to build up the teams on an international level.
Absolutely. Currently, we have the number one ranked team in the open section. The women's was started number 7th in the Olympiad, but finished 4th. But we always have room for improvement, as all of our rivals are very quickly rising. India, China, Russia have incredible chess programs, and they're coming after us.
You know, we have sports betting here in the U.S. and even internationally. Is this something that sports betting would cash in on with the outcomes of chess matches?
I do believe that I have seen sports betting in several websites. It's more popular. I've seen it in Europe than I've seen it here. But I do believe that you can find all kinds of different results to bet on.
Even in chess?
Even in chess.
Okay, so we want to watch these tournaments that are held in St. Louis. We're talking with Alejandro Ramirez, who is a grandmaster and helping head up this international competition. Where can folks go see this series of matches?
I'll be providing live commentary with my fellow grandmasters, Yasser Serawan and Peter Svidler. All of the action will start daily at 1 p.m. and you can follow at grandchesstour.org.
grandchesstour.org. And it is like watching sports commentary. It's a lot of fun. And you encourage folks to really get their kids involved.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great time to get involved in chess. So many free resources out there to improve your skills. And what a wonderful game chess is. It's a game that forces you to use your mind, to use your spatial recognition, to calculate and think. It has been used as a tool to focus kids, to help with their focus, not just in daily life, but also in school.
Thank you so much, Alejandro Ramirez, for being on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.